Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now we open the phones for the last few minutes of the show today to find out what new outdoor activity you discovered this weekend that you might recommend to other WNYC listeners. Remember when the weather was really nice all the way back, yesterday? Today it's cool and rainy. But this past weekend was glorious, wasn't it? And pretty much everyone we know took advantage of it by getting outside, exploring the area, taking a trip, something. When you get that kind of breakthrough weekend, you know, the first 70-degree weekend of spring, and we just had it. So 212-433-WNYC. Did you have some kind of new experience yesterday? Did you do something for the first time with this great weather day? Or on Saturday with that great weather day, not quite as warm? 212-433-WNYC. We do these from time to time in different contexts where you all who did something interesting locally, internationally, whatever, in your room alone with a great book you'd like to share, where we get you to share with the class what you did do. Well, today it's about this past weekend. And did you do something new, anything new, with those glorious couple of weather days that you think other people might dig? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And all right, what did you do for the first time this beautiful first 70-degree weekend of spring? And what would you recommend to everybody else? How about Howard in Sheepshead Bay? Howard, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Let's see. I was slated to run the marathon, and that got wiped out by Sandy, so I haven't done a long run since October. I ran my first half marathon yesterday in beautiful, beautiful Prospect Park.
So you would recommend training for the half marathon, at least, even if you don't think you can make it to 26.1 miles?
Absolutely. It was glorious. It was wonderful. And I finished a half marathon yesterday.
Did you have Boston on your mind at all?
A lot of people were in the park with running for Boston. There were a lot of events in Prospect Park yesterday. People running for Boston, people running for all kinds of charities, etc.
Thank you for calling, Howard. Congratulations. Gene in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What did you do for the first time this weekend?
Went mini-golfing in Randall's Island. You don't have to go that far away for mini-golf, and the kids had a blast.
That's really fun. I've been there. Did a birthday party or two over there when my kids were littler. And
we did it too. Yeah, we did a birthday party over there.
That's what it was. And they really have two different 18-hole mini golf courses, and you can play them both. And they also have, to my arms, probably the best batting cages, baseball batting cages in New York. If it's a nice weather day, because they're outdoors, and unlike the indoor batting cages, they have a lot of space. So you have room to actually hit the ball and watch it fly a little bit, and the lighting is good if it's a nice day, not like a lot of those indoor places. So, yeah, Randall's Island is really nice for a few things. And, of course, they've developed all those fields there too. So there's a lot of soccer, a lot of baseball, softball that goes on Randall's Island, and that little mini golf and batting cage facility. They also have the driving range that's part of that same little business there. I remember that when Rudy Giuliani was mayor, that was said to be one of his favorite escapes. He would be driven out to that driving range that's part of that same mini golf complex and stand out there and hit and then go back to work.
I wish I could do the same.
So, Gene, thanks a lot for that tip. Let's see. Jan in Brooklyn, what did you do for the first time this weekend? Hi.
Hi. I went to Philadelphia for a conference. And if you get off the Greyhound bus, right there is Benjamin Franklin's cemetery, plus the Liberty Bell, and there's the Constitutional Museum people could go to. you could just walk right over, right after you get off the Greyhound bus.
Good tip. Next time you take a bus to Philadelphia. Joseph on Staten Island, what did you do for the first time this weekend?
I got married on Sunday.
For the first time. I don't know if you're going to call us when you get married for the second time.
But I'm sure it'll be the last time as well.
Congratulations. Why on Long Island? Is your wife from there?
We're actually both from the city, five boroughs, and she had relocated to Los Angeles for a few years for college and work. And this is where our families are, so it was kind of like the most central location for everyone.
That's great. What venue did you choose?
Westbury Manor, which is very nice.
Uh-huh. Very good. Well, congratulations. And now you have to get used to calling your girlfriend your wife.
I know. It's tough already. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Congratulations. Merle in South Orange, what did you do for the first time this weekend?
Well, I went to the beach for the first time since the storm, and it was really beautiful there, but I volunteered, and there were volunteers that had come from all over, from Pennsylvania and all over New Jersey, and were helping out cleaning the beach and the streets and inside people's homes. And it was sad to see all the damage, but it was great to see people coming out and helping, and also just to be at the beach again.
And how sad, though, that 6 months after Sandy, and it was 6 months ago today, that there's all this restoration that still needs to be done and by so many volunteers. What part of the beach were you working on?
We were at Lavalette and Orkney Beach, and then we went up to Highland. No, it's shocking when you see people's homes, because from the outside, they might look fine, and inside, just disaster, and some of them haven't even been stripped yet, and so on. So it's really something you see.
Merle, thank you for doing that, and thank you for checking in. Peter in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. What did you do for the first time this weekend?
I took my nephew to a Mets game.
And is there a certain poignancy about being from the Bronx and going to a Mets game for the first time?
It's a long history that has, well, I moved back from the Bronx, though, as a kid I was, but it's a long history that goes back to Jackie Robinson joining the Dodgers and my father switching from the Yankees to the Dodgers.
Why did he switch from the Yankees to the Dodgers?
Well, because he was a big supporter of Robinson and that whole effort to integrate against the segregationist teams that were segregated.
And this was one of the rare weekends I happened to notice where both the Mets and Yankees were home for a weekend at the same time. And I guess, unfortunately for you, the team from the Bronx swept their weekend series and the team from Queens was swept.
Well, as far as the game, I think about the Mets, the best policy is don't ask, don't tell. As far as the weather in terms of spring, it started out beautiful, warm, sunny. And by the way, if you want the sun field, go to left field.
Yankee Stadium,
too. At the end, it was really with a chill wind, and it got a little hazy overhead, so it got really chilly.
Did you get to communicate to your nephew any of the Jackie Robinson history? Because they do have some stuff there.
No, I didn't get into that, but I could have.
Peter, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Also on our comments page, by the way, Megan writes about going to a Mets game for the first time this weekend, and it ends with that quintessentially Mets fan statement. The kids had a wonderful time, even though the Mets lost. Eddie in Little Neck, you're on WNYC. What did you do for the first time this weekend?
Yes, good day, Brian. This weekend, I took my new girlfriend of 6 months stand-up paddleboarding in Little Neck Bay, and it was fabulous.
Wow, you can do that in Little Neck Bay. Stand-up paddleboarding, what is that like?
Stand-up paddleboarding, essentially a surfboard with a long canoe paddle, and we launched from a new crescent-shaped beach that was came courtesy of Sandy, right underneath the Throg Neck Bridge, and we paddled to another beach across to Fort Totten, and it was stellar.
Great, Eddie. Thanks a lot. And let's see. Barbara in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Barbara.
Hey, good morning, Brian. I was in London all this past week. I flew back yesterday. You'll be happy to know it was error-free because I took the first flight out.
Good, no furlough delays.
Thank gosh. And but while I was there, their city bike share is brilliant. It's everywhere, all over the place. And just before I got on the plane, I plunked down my $103 to become a member. And when you're a woman of a certain age and you've always wanted to have a bicycle and no place to put bought it, I thought, hello, spring. I'm going to get myself a bike. And then I was listening to what was going on in the city for the week and discovered that there were all kinds of protests all over the place for the banks of bikes that are being positioned around town. And I thought, oh, are we really going to have to wait another year before this actually gets instituted?
So you signed up for the City Bike Share program, even though there are no bikes yet?
Not yet, but I'm hoping because, you know, it's good for you.
Thank you for your call, and we'll have to follow those protests and the implementation of Bike Share. And we'll conclude one that's a little close to home here at the Brian Lehrer Show. Did you know, folks, that New York City has its first professional ultimate frisbee team? And our very own producer, Jody Evergun, plays on that team. So the New York Rumble, as they're known, had their first ever home game this past weekend at their stadium in Jersey City, a two-point heartbreaking loss to Philadelphia. But there it is, something new, and a lot of you called with sports stuff. The New York area now has its first professional ultimate frisbee team, the New York Rumble. Thanks for all your calls.